Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Find me a farmhouse, find me you.
Langley, weren't for the wind. The news brief at 5, sponsored by Wilson Dorn Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump making a rare visit to the Federal Reserve Building today, met by Fed Chair Jerome Powell to tour construction.
We're looking at the construction, and we're with the chairman.
The president has been critical of renovations and has called for Powell to be fired because he won't lower interest rates. Powell alone does not set interest rates. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
But the president can't just fire the Federal Reserve chair. He has to find cause. And the president and the White House, they've been seizing on this $2.5 billion renovation of the Federal Reserve, claiming that Jerome Powell has been mismanaging funds for this renovation. And legal experts really see this as the White House setting up a potential legal avenue to find cause to fire Fed Chair Powell.
The meeting between the Justice Department and Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, has wrapped up. She was convicted of sex trafficking and is serving a 20-year sentence. On Wall Street, a mixed close for stocks today. This is ABC News. Talks on a Gaza ceasefire deal is on hold again. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff says Hamas is not negotiating in good faith. ABC's Patrick Grevel says aid groups are warning of severe starvation in Gaza.
On Hamas saying that they're the reason that they cannot bring in aid because they will take it and divert it to their fighters. But as the head of the WHO, the World Health Organization, said yesterday, this is a man-made famine. And what we saw yesterday was over 100 aid agencies saying that there are tons of food and aid. There are hundreds of tons of food, even in some places in Gaza, that currently cannot be touched because Israel is not facilitating organizations like the UN and other international aid organizations to get access to that food.
New research suggests you may not need to target 10,000 steps a day to reap significant health benefits. Researchers found 7,000 steps a day can greatly reduce a person's risk of things like cancer. Michelle Franz on ABC News.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With Wick Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. Wick, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with Wick Buildings.
Wilson Doran Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored today by Meister Log & Lumber. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936 and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. This July, grill and chill with red hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Get B&B oak and hickory charcoal briquettes plus a huge selection of grills. Spend $3.99 or more and get free assembly and delivery. Stay cool with a perfect air high velocity fan and water smarter with the 50-foot pocket hose silver bullet 2.0. From your backyard to your tool shed, Walsh's Ace has your summer essentials you need. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Tony Evers will not run for a third term as Wisconsin's governor, Evers dropping the news in a video posted to his social media accounts.
For five decades, my family has sacrificed to give me the gift of service. They're my world, and I owe to them to focus on doing all the things we enjoy and love doing together. If why Wisconsin, I'm announcing that I will not be running for a third term. I'm so humbled to be your governor. This is the best job I ever had.
The announcement caps a political career that began when Evers was elected state superintendent of public instruction in 2009. He was re-elected twice before running for governor in 2018, defeating Republican incumbent Scott Walker with 49.5% of the vote. Evers won a second term in 2022 over Republican Tim Michaels. The 73-year-old waited until work on a state budget was completed before announcing his decision, which opens the door to a Democratic primary nearly a year from now. A bicyclist from La Crosse was killed in Vernon County. Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports a crash occurred Wednesday afternoon at approximately 1:30 on State Highway 35 in the town of Bergen, rural Stoddard. A 72-year-old man from La Crosse was riding a bicycle southbound on the southbound paved shoulder of State Highway 35 south of the city of La Crosse. The cyclist suddenly veered left into the path of a southbound vehicle operated by a 74-year-old female of rural Genoa. The operator of the vehicle made an evasive maneuver, but was unable to avoid a direct impact collision with the cyclist. After extensive life-saving measures were exhausted, the cyclist was pronounced dead at the scene by a deputy of the office of Vernon County Coroner, Betty Nye. Through further investigation to determine why the cyclist made the sudden maneuver into the roadway, it was learned he frequently cycled on Mohawk Valley Road, which intersects the opposite side of the highway. The operator of the motor vehicle, nor her passenger, reported any injuries. All names are being withheld pending family notifications. A portion of State Highway 35 was closed in both directions for approximately 2 hours. The crash remains under investigation by the Sheriff's Office and Vernon County Coroner's Office. Responding to the scene with the Sheriff's Office were the Stoddard-Bergen Volunteer Fire Department, Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance, La Crosse County Sheriff's Office, and the Wisconsin State Patrol. Sheriff Torgerson would also like to thank the La Crosse Police Department Chaplaincy for their assistance and support. U.S. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Susan Collins introduced the Bipartisan Healthy Drinking Water Affordability Act, or the Healthy H2O Act, to provide grants for water testing and treatment technology directly to individuals and nonprofits in rural communities. Wisconsin continues to identify new sources of contaminated water and soil from chemicals like PFAS, but many smaller communities lack the resources to conduct testing to identify them and mitigation to remove them. The Healthy H2O Act would provide grants for water quality testing and the purchase and installation of point-of-use or point-of-entry water quality improvement systems that remove or significantly reduce contaminants from drinking water. Grants would be provided by the U.S. Department of Agriculture directly to individuals and to nonprofits in rural areas, specifically to those in communities with a population under 10,000, to help people test their water and install a water treatment product if needed. According to the most recent census, Wisconsin has 714 towns that have populations under 10,000. Across the United States and in Wisconsin, communities face threats to their drinking water from a number of contaminants, including lead, arsenic, nitrates, volatile organic compounds, hexavalent, chromium, 6, and others. The Healthy H2O Act will provide grants for those living in rural communities to increase access to the many technologies for testing and water treatment at the point of use. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly seeks to bolster mid-sized farms in the state through a no-interest loan program. The legislation would establish a dairy cattle innovation program through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Dairy farms with between 50 and 714 cows would have access to the no-interest loans under the bill. Recipients could use that funding for things like investing in technology to increase production, improving animal care and milk quality, and reducing the environmental impacts of dairy operations. Democratic lawmakers have introduced a bill to limit the ability of the state legislature to spend taxpayer money on private attorneys. The legislation would require a vote of approval by the state assembly and senate before the legislature can enter into a contract with outside legal counsel. State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner and State Senator Chris Larson introduced the bill, saying its goal is to restore trust and transparency in how state money is spent. They say over $5 million of taxpayer funds went to private legal fees last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications for its 2025 Recycling Excellence Awards. The awards are meant to highlight organizations like community groups, nonprofits, schools, and businesses that go above and beyond with innovative recycling efforts. There are four categories of awards, including four specific recycling projects and initiatives, overall recycling programs, innovations in recycling efforts, and special recycling events. The agency will be accepting nominations for the awards until September 15th. The State Bar of Wisconsin has agreed to settle a lawsuit filed by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty over its diversity, equity, and inclusion criteria. The conservative law firm filed the lawsuit in December of 2023, claiming the criteria was discriminatory for excluding individuals based on race. Under the settlement agreement, the State Bar of Wisconsin will now be required to remove race-based criteria from its programs, as well as revise its definition of diversity to exclude religion, sex, and other identity characteristics. Democratic candidate for Wisconsin 3rd Congressional District, Laura Benjamin, hosted a town hall in Chippewa Falls Monday night. Benjamin met with a number of local residents at Irvine Park, sharing detailed information about some of the lesser-known provisions in the new federal budget bill. Questions from area residents attending the town hall centered on issues like health care access and Social Security funding. Some also lamented the influence of big money in politics just months after watching the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history. Northern Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany continues to consider entering the Republican primary field for governor. Congressman Tiffany has previously said he will make a decision on a 2026 gubernatorial run after July. There are currently two Republican candidates who have officially announced their campaign for governor, Washington County Executive Josh Schumann and manufacturing CEO Bill Berrien. A major development is coming to a Madison suburb. What used to be a quarry in Fitchburg is set to become an apartment complex and a row of retail stores. The developers of Jamestown Quarry are bringing a 273-unit apartment and four businesses to the area by early next year. That includes a bank, two fast food restaurants, and a car wash. The developers could open up more housing on the rest of the property once the first phase of construction is complete. An increase in turkeys harvested in Wisconsin during the spring season. Preliminary numbers from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources show turkey hunters took 50,287 birds during the spring season, a 14% increase from the five-year average. The two-day youth hunt also saw a slight increase in harvested birds. The regular season was divided into six separate one-week periods, which the DNR says helped maximize hunter opportunities. More than 246,000 authorizations were available for the spring season, and hunters obtained nearly 229,000 of them. The body of a missing La Crosse woman has been recovered. The La Crosse Police Department was informed by the Houston County Sheriff's Office in Minnesota that the body of 22-year-old Elliot Hines was found Wednesday morning in the Mississippi River near Brownsville, Minnesota. That's about 15 miles downriver from La Crosse, where a search had been underway since the Viterbo University graduate student went missing early Sunday morning. Police are still investigating and are waiting on results of an autopsy for an official cause of death. A Madison woman accused of serial animal neglect is a pet groomer. Madison police say the 39-year-old woman was operating an in-home pet care business at the location where multiple dead and emaciated dogs were found last week. Police came to check on the home after two different people called to say their dogs had not been returned after receiving care. One of those dogs was among six found dead. The other one was recovered as a stray. The woman has not been formally charged, but police are recommending 14 charges of mistreatment of animals. Today is the day to pick up Walk with Grace t-shirts. Team captains or a representative are asked to pick up team shirts for this year's Walk with Grace at the Grace office between now and 6. For those of you that might owe some money for t-shirts, please plan to bring along the money needed.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Phil Joseph Allen, 74 of Lafarge, died July 16th. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at Faith United Methodist Church in Lafarge. Friends may call at the church this evening from now until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services of Viroqua is assisting the family of Phil Joseph Allen, 74 of Lafarge. Francis E. Frank Ressler, 67 of Lone Rock, died March 4th at home after a 7-year battle with corticobasal syndrome. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 3 at Wisconsin Riverside Resort in Spring Green. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Francis E. Frank Ressler, 67 of Lone Rock. Terry Ann Hardy, 55 of Richland Center, died today at home. Graveside services will be held Saturday, August 2nd at 11 o'clock at the Richland Center Cemetery. A luncheon will follow at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Terry Ann Hardy, 55 of Richland Center.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Summer heat and humidity can be harmful or even deadly to your pets. With this in mind, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society offers the following hot weather advice. First, if you are uncomfortable because of the heat and humidity, chances are your pets are too. Do everything you can to keep them cool and comfortable during summer heat. If your pet is outside, make sure there's plenty of shade and fresh, cool, clean water available. And finally, never leave pets in vehicles during the summer, as the temperatures inside a vehicle can reach dangerous levels very quickly, even if the windows are cracked open. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, reminding you the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, still rather muggy across the area now, but a cold front slowly moving through the state, causing some isolated showers. Those will be moving away this evening and drier air coming in, so dew points should drop down to the mid-60s at least. And then tomorrow, maybe even low 60s for dew points. So pretty nice Friday shaping up, all things considered. Now, we are looking at some wildfire smoke from Canada drifting this way. It looks like the thickest concentrations will end up just to the north and northeast of us through tomorrow. So an air quality alert has been posted from Vernon County over to Dodge County and northward, basically. So just be careful with that in the northern part of the area if you're susceptible to particulate pollution. We are expecting temperatures to stay seasonably warm. In fact, a new surge of heat will come in Sunday and Monday and possibly push the mercury up to the 90-degree mark. And of course, with the higher humidity coming back, that'll mean heat indices well into the 90s. Rain will be likely early Saturday with a system coming by. That could be up to at least a quarter inch. And then another chance of widely scattered storms Sunday through Tuesday. Here's that forecast update. Now we are looking at temperatures cooling back into the mid-60s tonight. Partly cloudy skies as any isolated showers end throughout the evening. There could be some patchy fog, low at 65 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm and muggy, high in the middle 80s, east wind close to 5. Rain is likely later Friday night, maybe a thunderstorm, low 67. On Saturday, rain and a couple of thunderstorms diminishing around midday. Might be some partly sunny skies late with a high of 84. The outlook for Sunday, sunny or partly cloudy, hot and muggy, slight chance of a thunderstorm, low 66, high 92. We hit the low 90s Monday, humid again with a chance of a stray thunderstorm. Showers a good bet on Tuesday with a high of 86. Have a nice evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's a partly cloudy 84 degrees. That's our high so far today, while our morning low was 70. Yesterday, we had a high of 93. We also received 85 hundredths of an inch of rain. A record high on this day was set back in 1953 at 102, while a record low, 48, was set at in 1940. Last year on this date, our high was 76, our low 63. Sunset today will be at 8:32, while sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:44. No precipitation. The barometer is down to 30, and winds are out of the southeast at 5 to 8. Again, it's 84 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland Electric Cooperative is asking for the help of its members because of today's warm and humid conditions. A peak alert has been issued because of anticipated high energy demand. REC members should expect water heaters to be controlled. You can help by postponing the use of high energy appliances like ovens and clothes dryers until after 9 o'clock tonight. Set your air conditioner no lower than 78. Close blinds and shades. These simple steps will help control your energy costs and serve your cooperative well.
Good evening for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Hendricks. Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. from residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Well, the Brewers have the day off today after an impressive win yesterday over Seattle by a score of 10-2. They get to return home today before preparing to play host to Miami tomorrow. The Brewers sit atop right now, the National League Central at 61-41, one game ahead of the Cubs as the Brewers prepare for their weekend series. Tomorrow's afternoon game has a first pitch time of 3:10. There will be no additional punishment for Bucks guard Kevin Porter Jr. connected to a domestic violence incident in September of 2023. The NBA reported that it has concluded its investigation. Porter was suspended for 4 games at the time, and the parties involved have agreed that the suspension has been served. Porter didn't play during the 2023-24 season. Porter's criminal record has been cleared. Packer profits from operations were up more than 39% in the last fiscal year. The reports are that the numbers were driven by the record payout of more than $432 million from the NFL and national revenue. The situation was unveiled on Wednesday on the first day of training camp. Total revenue was up almost 10% to just over $719 million. The bottom line was helped by the Packers hosting a ninth home game in the 2024 season. Badger football coach Luke Fickell says he and his team are embracing the challenge of one of the toughest schedules in the country. Sports Illustrated reports that Fickell said, "We understand what being a part of the Big Ten is." His comments came during Big Ten media days. Fickell told reporters, "To be the best, you have to beat the best." He says the situation presents what he calls an unbelievable opportunity.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Someone once said, "Don't knock the weather." 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects started. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance promise of the very best service for your insurance needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best protection available. Please visit 152 North Main or call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
Jets quarterback Justin Fields has a dislocated toe on his right foot and will be evaluated daily by the team. The announcement came after Fields limped off of the practice field this morning and was carted into the facility. They eased initial concerns about him missing significant practice time. Fields, in his first season with the Jets, signed a 2-year, $40 million contract in March. Coach Aaron Glenn urged fans to remain calm, emphasizing the team's depth with veteran Tyrod Taylor as backup. The Jets also have Adrian Martinez and rookie Brady Cook on the roster. Speaking of Aaron Glenn, he is stepping into his first head coaching role with the New York Jets after years of preparation. Previously, the Detroit Lions defensive coordinator credits his former boss, Dan Campbell, for giving him opportunities to act as a head coach. Glenn faces the challenge of ending the Jets' 14-season playoff drought. He is one of 5 first-time NFL coaches this year.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Are you ready to say goodbye to joint pain and hello to relief? Surgeon Edward Riley and his team bring orthopedic excellence close to home at Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball. No need to travel for Gunderson's renowned care. We're bringing our team of trusted orthopedic specialists to you. Say hello to relief. Talk to your provider about orthopedic care at Amplify Health Basketball and get moving again.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Soybeans and hogs were mixed Thursday, corn finished higher, and cattle closed lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on developing higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were mixed, mostly modestly higher on spread trade and the higher-moving bean oil. Beans continue to monitor U.S. development conditions, which generally look favorable in much of the region. Domestic crush margins are solid, while it was a bearish week for export sales numbers. August beans were down 1.5 at 10.04 and a quarter after trading below 10 during the session. September was up 3/4 at 10.05 and 3/4. Adjusting product spreads based on demand expectations, August meal was down 2.30 at 269.70. August bean oil was up 53 at 56.67. Corn was modestly higher as South Korea bought new crop U.S. corn ahead of the open and unknown destinations picked up both old and new crop. Development weather looks good in most of the Midwest and Plains. September corn is 3.25 higher at 401 and 3/4. December was up 3.25 at 420 and 3/4. And wheat was mixed. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is about 3/4 complete and should be able to wrap up soon in some areas. Major spring wheat tour showing lower yields, but a mostly healthy crop. September Chicago was 1 higher at 541.5. September Kansas City was up 5 at 528.5. September Minneapolis was down 2.5 at 585.5. Live and feeder cattle were lower, watching direct cash cattle business develop. Megan Grebner will have more on that in a moment. August live is down 122 at 225.80. October was $1.35 lower at 222.15. August feeders were down 262 at 328.90. September is 225 lower at 329.65. And hogs were mixed on spread adjustments in the mixed cash business during the session. August lean was down 27 cents at 108.20. October was up 20 at 91.10. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to NAFBHunger.com.
What's your name?
Lynyrd Skynyrd. Live in concert. Saturday, August 9th at the Bank 5-9 main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair with special guest Tiger Lily Gold celebrating 50 years of Lynyrd Skynyrd. On sale now at WIStateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
The light round of direct cash cattle trade that developed Thursday, live deals in parts of Texas were noted at $230. That is fully steady with the previous week's business. With big cattle reports coming out on Friday afternoon, significant trade volume could hold out until very late in the day. Box beef closed higher with good demand for solid offerings. Choice up 57 cents at $368.09. Select was $1.61 higher at $347. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head. Cash hog prices at the major directs were lower. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.36 with a weighted average of 113.61. The Iowa Minnesota was 51 cents lower with a weighted average of 114.28, and the Western Corn Belt down $1.87 with a weighted average of 112.89. Pork values into the day firm up 30 cents at 117.54. And estimated hog slaughter was 475,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. Some ag groups are cautiously optimistic about the next report from the Make America Healthy Again Commission. Krista Swanson with NCGA says the first MAHA report's discussions of pesticides have agriculture taking notice.
A lot of the things in their report didn't even have a reference. Some of the things that did have references had references that didn't exist or were AI generated.
More news up next on Brownfield.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide, enter the Real Results Yield Challenge, and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. We are celebrating generations of progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment of all kinds. Mark your calendars August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Founder of American Harvest Financial says having the right succession plan in place is essential to protecting the future of family farming operations. Heather Veninga says it's important to understand all the options.
Wills are done. There's no hold it in there until so-and-so gets older or keep it in the family for 10 years.
A North Central Kansas farmer says a strong cattle market is helping offset lower corn and soybean prices. Mike Musselman says he sold calves earlier than normal this year.
It was a very good decision.
He tells Brownfield row crop margins have been extremely tight. Commercial red meat production during June was 4.2 billion pounds. The USDA says that was down 1% on the year, with beef 2% lower due to a slower slaughter pace tied to tighter market-ready numbers, while pork was up slightly thanks to a slightly faster processing pace. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Hello, this is Chase Hester, 21 Tipsock Auction Realty. Reminder, we have an online-only auction coming up. The sale includes firearms, fishing supplies, tools, and much more. We have auctions that are getting ready and about to go online right now, so keep an eye out for those. 175 acres of vacant land in Wyalusing, Wisconsin. Online-only auction. It is online right now. For more information, go to our website. We have realtors ready to help you find or sell your real estate. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hester. Have a great day.
Soybean meal is the backbone of livestock feed in the United States, and new research shows it's doing even more than just delivering protein. Hello, I'm Kellen Havikin, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with the United Soybean Board. Learn more about animal agriculture and the importance of high oleic soybeans coming up next on Brownfield.
We come from a long line of farmers. There's a sense of pride with being part of these multi-generational businesses, but there's also a significant amount of pressure. My senior year of high school, my dad made the decision this world no longer needed him in it. I don't know if he was overwhelmed by the bills and checks that weren't going to be coming in because of the strawberries dying off. It breaks my heart that my dad made a permanent decision for a temporary issue. Don't feel like you have to go through it alone.
A message from loveyourmind.org and the Ad Council.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
Todd Hanton is a fifth-year farmer leader serving on USB's executive committee and as coordinator of the health and nutrition priority area. He says 97% of domestic soybean meal is fed to poultry, pigs, dairy, and other livestock.
One product in particular, high oleic soybeans, we brought that to market and did the research and brought it to market with the help of others and as a healthier oil for human consumption. Didn't realize, but doing some research then on dairy rations and other rations, that those high oleic soybeans can be fed in dairy rations and increase milk fat production.
Hanton says it's helping boost demand near his farm in South Dakota.
Where I live, I-29 corridor, they call it, is really rapidly expanding and becoming a nice dairy market. And farmers are trying to raise those high oleic soybeans here in South Dakota and sell them directly to some of these dairies that are here that need and really want them. So really excited about that.
He says soybean meal is also helping improve performance in swine diets. The United Soybean Board has helped fund studies that show higher inclusion rates of soybeans in hog feed can improve respiration rates and lower the risk for respiratory diseases in pigs.
The value of the energy is higher because of a higher oil content that we have, and oil usually equals energy, so that relates to the higher energy content that we have. But also we have different amino acids that are higher and also increase the digestion, and you need an amino acid complex. You need the right amounts of different amino acids, and our soybeans are higher in the essential amino acids that are needed in those diets to balance that ration and make a better ration and a healthier ration.
And Hanton says feeding soybean meal in the crucial summer months is providing to help counteract the persistent reduction in carcass weight due to heat stress, a problem that costs swine producers nearly $450 million annually. To learn more about the soy checkoff, visit unitedsoybean.org. This has been Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with the United Soybean Board.
It's 19 minutes away from the 6 o'clock hour as our day rolls on. Thank you for tuning in to the radio. As we get ready for tomorrow, don't forget that the Richland area senior citizens are going to be holding a Barat stand. That'll be from 10:30 to 2 at the corner of the Bindle Tire and Auto parking lot, and that will be held from 10:30 to 2 or until sold out. Also, a celebration for Jesus through song, the word, and prayer will be Friday at 7 at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park. All are welcome to that event as well. As we head back to music, here's Connor Smith teaming up with Haley Withers for Roulette on the Heart.
Picking you up's like picking up a gun. Your kiss is the trigger. Daddy met you and he told me, son, you better be careful with it. Eyes like an angel, heart like a thief, perfectly complicated. My hands on you and your hands on me. I love you and I hate it. Are you trying to love me? Are you trying to kill me? Every night with you is a shot in the dark. You touch me with a whisper, kiss me like a stranger. Holding somebody shouldn't be this far. Oh, and I know this game is one or two ways. Are you gonna play me? Are you gonna save me? Loving you, baby, is roulette on the heart. With your head on my chest, hearing it be 1 minute. Next you're cold as the steel of a coat. So baby, which one is it? Are you trying to love me? Are you trying to kill me? Every night with you is a shot in the dark.
that you come back. It's a risk I'm willing to take.
Are you trying to love me? Are you trying to kill me? Every night with you is a shot in the dark. You touch me with a whisper, kiss me like a stranger. Holding somebody shouldn't be.
Back in the trees, might be a song so sacred that it brought you to your knees. Might be a story about guts and glory that granddad used to tell. Whatever you got worth keeping, don't you keep it on to yourself. Pass it on down, show 'em how it's done. It's a yes man, no man. It's an attaboy son. It's a go now, girl. You can do it. I've been right here to help you through it. And it's funny how the gifts we've been given always come right back around when you pass them on down. Down. Now you don't have to be a professor or a fired up preacher man. It's okay, you can show them every day in little ways anybody can understand. Show them hard work, help them through the hurt, and teach them what keeps you sane. Remember, my friend, in the end, we're all just another link in the chain. Gotta pass it on down, show them how it's done. It's a yes man, no man, it's an attaboy son. It's a go now, girl, you can do it. I'll be right here to help you. Children, someday it'll be up to them. Gotta pass it on down, show them how it's done. It's a head tried this way, it's an attaboy son. It's a going out, girl, you can do it. I've been right here to help you through it. It's funny how the gifts we've been given always come right back around when you pass them on down.
Wilder Blue, pass it on down. Well, the air quality alert for Vernon in Juneau counties and north will continue through 11 p.m. Friday. So keep that in mind. You're in those areas. For the rest of tonight, though, temperatures hopefully will be cooling down to the mid-60s. That should be a nice night, partly cloudy otherwise, and may even see some areas of fog. But as for right now, as we're about 12 minutes away from 6, it is still 82 degrees.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, jenni@mwt.net.
Now that the big beautiful bill is passed, we have the time to see what's actually in it. Let's consider the tax cuts that some are telling us are great things for working families. In this bill, the after-tax income boost for the rich is more than twice that of many working families. Does that sound backwards to you? Does it sound like a fair deal for working families? Those making over $200,000 a year will get a tax cut of over $12,000, but it just keeps going steadily down from there. If you make less than $50,000, you'll be lucky to buy a couple weeks' groceries with your tax cut. What do you suppose the higher income earners are going to do with their tax cut? What could you do if that $12,000 tax cut was coming your way? All we asked for in this bill was a fair shake. We didn't get it. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
When it comes to mobile service, support makes all the difference. Y-Connect Wireless offers the power of the nation's largest and most reliable network, paired with the friendly local customer care you trust. Stay connected with big coverage and small-town service that's always there for you. Experience the 5G network you deserve, backed by a team that knows your name. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 until 5:30, and Saturday 9 to 1. Y-Connect Wireless. Big service, local care.
Today's specials are country and community, coming to you from WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant.
Take off time to time with those crazy friends of mine. Head out on steel horses with wheels and we ride. We burn up that road to old Mexico. Blend in with the desert, just we amigos, and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take a long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws, out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such. Cowboys like us. About living, babies and women, all that we've lost and all we've been given. We sing about true love, lie about things we ain't done. Drink one more cold one, come morning, get up, and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take a long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws, out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such. Cowboys like us. Cowboys
best friend. Walking to the ice cream stand, laughing at all the silly things that both of us say. That's my idea of a perfect day. Trying new lip gloss, making TikTok videos, staying up past midnight, wondering where the time goes. Headed to the beach, playing in the waves. That's my idea of a perfect day. Now I know, everybody knows, you can't take for granted. Times like this, don't ever care. Yeah. Hanging with my crew, I'm here to say, you're all invited today. That's my idea of a perfect day. Gather at the table with people that I just can't get enough. Share a smile, pass the plate. We'll give thanks for a perfect day. Now I know, everybody knows, you can't take for granted this show. Times like this, we don't ever care. Yeah. Hanging with my crew, I'm here to say, you're all invited today. That's my idea of a perfect day. Now I know, everybody knows, you can't take for granted this show. Times like this, we don't ever care. Yeah. Hanging with my crew, I'm here to say, you're all invited today. That's my idea of a perfect day.
Go, Holly Dunn, are you ever gonna love me? The news here at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, and also by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment service and support.
WRCO. 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Florida, the second highest ranking official of the Justice Department, Todd Blanche, who was also a personal attorney for Donald Trump, met with Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, today. She's serving 20 years for sex trafficking girls and women for Epstein. Her attorney, David Marcus, called it a good meeting, but didn't offer much more.
We're not going to comment on the substance, but there were a lot of questions, and we went all day. And she answered every one of them. She never just said, I'm not going to answer, never declined.
It comes as the Trump administration is facing growing pressure to release the full Epstein files. The U.S. and Israel walking away today from talks in Qatar for a Gaza ceasefire deal, blaming Hamas for not acting, it says, in good faith. It comes as aid groups are warning of severe hunger across all levels of Gaza. Entertainment wrestling legend Hulk Hogan has died. Police in Clearwater, Florida, who responded to a call of cardiac arrest today, say his death is not suspicious. This is ABC News. There are class reunions and work reunions, but this week a group with a unique bond gathered in Florida for a shark bite reunion.
A hospital in West Palm Beach, Florida, hosting a reunion.